Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
I'm Brian Somers. I'm an interaction designer, and I'm part of the UX team of Drupal, and I'm Drupal 7 user experience maintainer. So, quick intro. We had the Drupal 7 UX project, which has been a fun but really, really exhausting ride. And we learned a lot about the community and how design can happen within the community. And I think, we're just getting started, but it was really, really good.
So talk a bit about, being the user experience maintainer, what that means in terms of taking a design from Mark Bolton and then trying to implement it.
Well, we didn't really take designs from Mark Bolton as they were. We took designs and, we validated them against all the use cases there were and tried to implement it as far as we could. And we have done really great on the 7 team, for example. That's in almost completely already. And we're doing the same for all of the other issues. And that's kind of the process. But as a UX maintainer, my job is mostly about, generally just going into the issue and talking to people and trying to find a good design solution. And that takes a lot of time, usually.
And so I guess one thing that's way different in design in Drupal versus the way most design is done on an individual project is that there's issue queues and individual issues where, a design is sort of a singular vision and an issue queue is sort of breaking it into chunks. So kind of talk about that process that's been happening.
So it's hard because as a designer, you try to look at the big picture and from that you derive smaller issues that can be solved. And right now what we do is basically every single big picture we try to make it into small issues so that the community can handle it and can work on it. So it's hard to keep a coherent strategy on all of the big issues, but I don't know, that it takes some time, and it takes some time to get used to that the big picture is hard to see, but once you figure out that there is actually a larger strategy that you're working towards, it's okay.
Yeah. And so just in the, at this particular point in time, the time of this interview being recorded, there's sort of a lot of unknowns still with the usability stuff, but maybe you could talk a bit about what has got in so far and what you expect to sort of happen in the future, but what has got in first of all?
So what has gone in is obviously the 7 team, which is fundamentally a good move because that means that we can actually start working towards administration team elements and not having to figure out every single application of a team. So that's a fundamental move, and I think beyond that, because Drupal on itself is becoming more flexible and it's becoming more abstract, the UI still has to remain somewhat simple and clear to the user. So we have a lot of challenges ahead, and I think that combining the flexibility with a good interface has to happen. And for that, we have to, embrace stuff as futures and embrace a CCK UI that normal people can actually use as well. So there's a lot of challenges, and I think we have a lot of existing tools that just need to be revamped and rethought and really looked at by designers and helping in collaboration with programmers to make them better.
And so you're still in school and interaction design, so maybe talk a bit about what type of lessons you've learned just through the process of working on this pretty big project.
Well, collaboration is definitely one. On school and in work projects, you work with 5-6 people on a project. And in this case, you're literally working with 400 contributors, and there's always new people walking in with a completely new state of mind about the issue and sharing their expressions and really, really in depth sometimes. And in small groups, you don't have that too much. So it's a fundamental shift away from thinking like I'm the only one who's in control of this process. You need to convince other people and, you know, make them a part of your principles so that they understand when there's a next issue that they have to apply the same principles, and by that get the whole of Drupal better, not just the parts that you touch.
And so Justin, this being such a transparent, open process, talk a bit about like how you were engaging and being involved with the different informations coming out, what you were contributing, what you were doing from day to day.
Okay, so in Washington, D.C., we got to meet Mark and Lisha, and that's where, for us, the project really started. In the beginning, we participated in all the blog posts, which was like a tremendous amount. And yeah, we decided that it was time to talk more times a week. So we asked Lisa to come in IRC, and from that we moved on to really talking like almost 3-4 times a week, just on the issues and talking about the research we did and how the findings we got were relating to their solutions. So that's how we communicated, and we held weekly or monthly meetings with the UX team and tried to give feedback to Mark and Lisha on all of the issues we saw in the community, as we're highly involved, of course, with all the core developers and such. So, yeah.
So what do you see? I guess it's going to be a pretty busy next 6 to 8 weeks through this time period. What do you sort of see as like what's going to happen?
So what I think is that there are a few exceptions that Dries made, which is, for example, the overlay. I think that's going to go in first into Drupal core. And then, of course, we have the edit everywhere. So when you can edit, or you have edit links on every single block and menu. And I think that's going to go in next. And there's a couple more improvements that will need to go in. And after that, we have, I don't know, we have enough time to test it and to find out if there are issues and if we can solve those issues fairly quickly. Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.